Adams Academy was a good school. Boys lived there and took classes. Tom worked hard all week. On a spring Saturday, he wanted to do something fun. He asked his friend Jeff to go to the movie theater. "Sorry," Jeff answered, "I'm going to a concert." So Tom asked Joe to go to the movie, but Joe's soccer team had a game. Next, Tom went down the hall to Brad's room. Brad was reading a very large old book. "Hi, Brad," Tom said, "are you reading dictionary? It looks ancient." "No, this is called The Wealth of Adams County. It's about hidden gold in Adams County. It's more than a century old. It was published in 1870. "Look, it even has an original cover on it," Tom asked. "Where did you get it?" "It's from my dad's friend. He is nice gentleman, an officer in the army," answered Brad. "The gold doesn't really exist, does it?" Tom asked, "I don't know, but maybe there are clues to it in this book. Let's find it." Looking for gold sounded like fun. The first clue was to find the flat tree underground. "It must be in the forest," Tom said. My brother said, "The flat tree could be buried under the dirt. It could cover the gold." Tom and Brad gone in the dirt all morning. The process of looking for gold made them hungry. They were ready to stop for lunch, but then Brad hit something hard. It was a board. Brad pointed on the board until it broke. There was a small hole under it. "Look," he held up a gold coin. Tom saw pieces of paper in the hole. "Brad, there is more. It's mapped to the rest of the gold." Brad smiled. "Let's go." And they heard to find the wealth of Adams County.